Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Massachusetts health officials today announced that opioid overdose deaths in the state are dropping. But one area that hasn't seen much change is the death rate among those who've been incarcerated. State Health Department data indicate that compared with the rest of adults, the opioid-related overdose death rate is 120 times higher for people recently released from prisons and jails. Some state lawmakers want to make addiction medications available to people while they're behind bars, and a new study out of Rhode Island today suggests that that might help. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The lead author is Tracy Green, an associate professor at Brown University.
Globally, we see that people who are leaving incarceration have the highest risk of fatal overdose. But we also see globally that there's a consistent preventive effect of medications for addiction treatment. And we took that as good reason to invest in the state and develop a statewide comprehensive medication for addiction treatment program at the prison in Rhode Island. And they continue on until they leave, and then they're connected to care in the community. In that process, we looked at the data and saw, even in a very short period of time, a pretty significant reduction in death, 61% actually.
Now, how significant is this? I mean, it seems like a pretty small sample, A, but also, couldn't people say, well, the overdose reversal drug naloxone is much more prevalent now, and couldn't that contribute to a reduction, or could it be some other factor?
In the case of people leaving incarceration, we have a program for naloxone. However, during this time period, there was very little naloxone going out to inmates post-release. But we saw the number of inmates receiving MAT on a monthly basis in those first 2016 months was about 80. And in the first 6 months of 2017, it was 303. So a massive increase in the number of people on MAT is what we think is happening here.
Now, most correctional facilities in the U.S. do not provide MAT, including in Massachusetts. Now, some facilities here in Massachusetts offer naltrexone, which is also known as Vivitrol, but law enforcement officials have expressed concerns about the other two types of medication, buprenorphine and methadone. They say that buprenorphine in particular can be diverted and used improperly. We should also point out, though, that there is a criminal justice reform bill in Massachusetts right now, and a provision of it would require all prisons and jails to offer all approved addiction medications. But what do you say to folks who raise this issue about possibly using medications like buprenorphine improperly and diverting it?
Buprenorphine comes in multiple forms. The film was easier to dissolve and be observed in the lineup in the mornings. So a change from a pill form to a film form made the administration of the medication and the observation of the medication more safe and faster. So this reduced diversion, and that was a learning process.
But there were some limitations, right, including that you did not have individual data on which inmates received medication-assisted treatment after release?
That's the case. Now, our next step is looking at the specific individuals at the prison who were enrolled in the medication-assisted treatment program and how long they were in the treatment program on what medications, and then following them over time to where they linked to care in the community after they were released. And that's an important next step.
Again, I want to go back to the size of this study. You said the prison in Rhode Island, too. Many states have several jails and prisons. Could something like this be replicated on a larger scale, do you think, or would it become unwieldy?
These data suggest there's no reason why we shouldn't try. Rhode Island is oftentimes compared to the size of a large county. And here we can see that the size of the population really is comparable to other county jails and correctional systems. So it's worthwhile to look at these data and think about how it could be scaled up and expanded in other places. This happened in the midst of a fentanyl crisis. In fact, an increasingly fentanyl-involved overdose epidemic. We aren't seeing a lot of bright lights right now, and this is one of the brightest we can work to integrate and to expand.
Tracy Green is an associate professor at Brown University. She also works at Boston Medical Center. She led the research into medication-assisted treatment for prisoners with opioid use disorders. The research is published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Tracy, thanks so much for being with us.
You're very welcome.